Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 to 9.
The Mobile River Bridge and the replacement Bayway project, the one we've been telling you about for years that was put on hold because it wasn't going to fly to have a toll on that stretch. They are back with a proposal that says, look, this is a $2.7 billion project and the entire budget of LDOT is only half that. Just wrap your brain around that for a sec.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You know who that is?
Who is that guy?
Mike Wiggins is here. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Every Tuesday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., you can text in all your questions, all your pictures. Just start the conversation or be in the conversation this morning here on News Radio 92.3. The number is 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620 to text or call into our studio line. So before we get popped on in, first of all, happy cool weather day and all the love, prayers, and good thoughts for our neighbors on the peninsula and in Cuba, that they would all be safe during this storm.
No question about it, Jenna. I noticed this morning, I was listening to the governor's press conference, and they were saying, some of the staffers were saying that the storm, which was going right into Tampa, which was just going to be devastating insofar as storm surge is concerned, may go a little further south, maybe Sarasota, Fort Myers, in that area, which can still do enormous damage along the coastline there. Mm-hmm. And then kind of hook a small right and kind of head up the state. So we are so fortunate. We've been there, Sally, Ivan, Frederick, Elena, go on and on and on. We've been there. We know what to do. We know how to handle these storms as individuals and as businesses here in Pensacola. It is so good to wake up this morning and not have to do that. I did listen, though, to the Weather Channel forecast for the winds. And early this morning, they were talking about we might have some gusts up to, say, 40 miles an hour. I'm not sure if we're going to get that high.
I don't
high.
Know if it'll get that high.
I really don't think so, but it could. And they came up with a saying at the governor's press conference that I really like. And this is part of the Garden Line, really. You know, the old saying, if it's flooding, turn around, don't drown.
Yes.
I mean, in about four or five words, that tells you the whole story. Well, if you're a gardener and you've got winds, say to 40 miles an hour coming in, if you can pick it up, put it up. I'd never heard that saying before.
If you can pick it up, put it up.
If you can pick it up,
okay,
put it up. And that would be hanging baskets, umbrellas on patio tables, plants maybe on tables. Some even your decorations, doesn't have to be plants that you've got out in your backyard or your front porch or whatever. So, but if it's light enough where you can pick it up, you may want to put it in the garage, put it in a little storage shed. And what I have done over the years on a storm, not like Ivan, you have to do things different for that, or even like Ian, is take some of your furniture that and just, it's light, and just put it next to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Put it next to the house. Maybe on the southern side, because you may get some north winds out of this storm. So in any event, thank goodness that we're not having to deal with it, and our thoughts and prayers are with those good folks in South Florida.
Yeah, but it's always good to just keep your head on a swivel and always prepare. Take a look at your yard, see what you can do. I know a bunch of people, because of Hurricane Ian, everybody started getting tree service done and kind of taking a look. You could see all the neighbors starting to prepare. Everybody who put up their Halloween decorations were like, no, I'll take it down. It is just another nice, rather subtle reminder that storms do happen. And so we all need to be prepared. Hey, if you do have a question this morning, 850-437-1620. Before we hop into any of our questions, was there anything you wanted to start with?
Well, just a couple of things. Last week we talked about some color for the fall, specifically a couple of trees that had nice fall color. Sweet gum and what was it, the maple and ball cypress and those trees, which if you're going to plant some trees and you love the fall color and can't make the trip up north, those are good choices. But there are a couple of plants. Daniel Leonard, who is a extension agent over to our east, I think over near Panama City, has made a couple of recommendations for fall colorful plants. And one of those, of course, is coleus, specifically one called Alabama Sunset Colea. The Alabama Sunset Colea is an old-fashioned colea which likes a lot of shade. Now, it'll take a little bit of sun, but they really do like a lot of shade. But it's got the gold and the red colors that just look like fall colors. And I grant you that it is an annual. When we freeze, it may go away. But during the year, maybe even next year, you may want to think about planting. Because it's a beautiful, beautiful plant with great colors to it. And that's a good shade plant. The other one that Daniel Leonard recommends is a Petra, P-E-T-R-A, Petra Colea. That, to me, is just the basic colea plant that we all enjoy in Pensacola. I have one pot. It's huge. It's a huge pot. It's probably about 20, 24 inches. And I put a colea in it every year. And by this time of year, it's large. It's at least probably 36 inches high. Maybe not quite. Maybe 30. But in any event, it's so beautiful. It's great fall colors. It makes your front porch or your patio just kind of look like fall. And, of course, you can put some other plants around it, other annuals, if you will, which we can talk about in a little bit. But the Petra coleas and the Alabama Sunset, the Alabama Sunset Colea and the Petra Croton are really great fall plants.
Petra Croton.
Petra Croton, C-R-O-T-O-N. I went to one of the big box stores the other day, Jenna, and it was loaded.
I saw some the other day, too.
With coleas. Mm-hmm. They're expensive, but... and
gorgeous.
Your problem with coleas is they are cold sensitive. My big one that I've just talked about, I know what's going to happen. As soon as we get to the interstate fair time, it's going to start dropping leaves, and it does it very slowly. It'll drop a couple of leaves, and I'll say, oh, well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's going to be fine this year, but it's never fine. It's never fine. One cold day, and then eventually it's got enough leaves have fallen, and you can say, well, I'll put it in the garage and try to save it. I just dig it up, throw it away, and plant a new one every year. And because they grow very fast, and they'll fill that pot up. It's just a great plant. And, as I say, as you get to this time of year and you want something to look fallish, in addition to the jack-o'-lanterns and the skeletons and the ghosts you've got.
Or it'll look really pretty with some pumpkins and different varieties, green pumpkins.
Bale of hay, maybe put it on a bale of hay.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
It's fall, y'all. You need one of those signs, right? We're in the South. We need one of those.
It's fall, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
Oh, we're going to get you one.
Please. No. You're the most generous person.
Time to go shopping.
I don't need a fall, y'all sign. I don't know what I would
do. I'm getting all excited.
I don't know what I would do with it. I really don't. But in any event, that's some good fall plans for you. Oh, and one other thing. We did talk. We might want to do this when we come back from our break.
Yeah.
Because some of the fall annuals that we can plant, we talked about pansies and dianthus last week, but there are a few more I wanted to add to that list that we can grow, and the garden centers have them, and we can go out and plant them and give us color all winter.
Okay.
And, of course, they won't die out until the hot weather next year. But we can talk about that in just a minute.
Yeah, let's chat about that. Also, we've got a question coming in about a patchy lawn, St. Augustine lawn, not really dying, but there's some patches and not so green. So we're going to talk about treating that when we come back. If you have a question for Mike here on the Garden Line, text on in 850-437-1620 or call 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This hurricane season, be prepared by getting your roof inspected, repaired, or replaced by a local professional. Keith Walther Roofing, a name that has been trusted within our community for decades. Attention to detail is one of their highest priorities, and every step of the project is carefully planned and executed to ensure that the roof over your head is protected. They offer full spectrum roofing solutions, including free consultations and financing. Find Keith Walther Roofing on Facebook or call 850-970-0005.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, it's News Radio 92.3's Bobby Rossi. It's hurricane season. We're ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our storm experienced news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, with comprehensive and accurate coverage. Along with our TV partners over at WEAR Channel 3, we'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
From county commissioner meetings to the blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. It's Tuesday morning, so it's the Garden Line. If you'd like to text in, 850-437-1620. Yes, it is a beautiful morning, a beautiful start to our week overall. We're all very thankful, but still praying for our friends in the South. Hey, we do want to hop back into our conversation. We were talking about Mike, but before we continue that, let's answer a couple of questions here, okay? So a couple things coming in. My St. Augustine lawn is feeling low this year, not really sick, but patchy and not so great. So do you have any advice?
Well, there are a couple things. One, it's been very dry. And as we know, we had all that rain, which makes you think, well, that's enough rain for a while, enough water for a while. Well, it's not. In Pensacola, we dry out so very fast. And if, by chance, you have cut that St. Augustine a little short, should be 4 inches. If you've cut it about 2, sometimes this time of the year, it will do that. It'll kind of get a little patchy look about it. However, there are a couple of other things you need to check. One is disease, fungus. I've seen it all over the neighborhood. I've got a little bit of it myself. Whereas in a circular pattern or just an arc of a circle, you'll see it browning out a little bit. If so, you need to treat that. Also, our good friend, the sod webworm, is everywhere. I just walk through my yard and the moths just fly up. I haven't had any damage to my lawn yet, but I'm waiting. I've had so many moths, it's just bound to happen. When that happens, you've got to treat it. Same thing with the chinch bugs, which will give you spots mainly close to the street and sidewalks and such because they really like that warm turf. So some of this is cultural. In other words, if we cut it too short, if you haven't put lime on it in a couple of years, I would certainly recommend that. It's also time for your winterizer fertilizer. You don't want to, remember now, you don't want to put lime and winterizer fertilizer on within 2 weeks of each other. But right now is a great time for the winterizer fertilizer, which will strengthen the roots of that plant and hopefully make some of these patchy spots come back strong next year. So there's some things we need to do. Oh, and water, and water. I would get that water back on because those roots are still growing and that grass had all that water, but that's all in the past now. Mm-hmm. So get your sprinkler system back on. So some of the things we can control, some we can't, and some we can treat. So there's a lot of things going on with St. Augustine right now, but I totally understand the question. You just kind of go through your checklist of the things we just mentioned to see maybe which one may apply to you. Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you for that, Mike. Let's hit one more question before we continue and then take another quick break. If you have a question you want to text it in, if you want to text in a picture alongside of your question, head on over 850-437-1620 to our text line. Drop it in. Make sure you save our number. You can save it as News Radio 92.3. Hey, all right. This is a good one.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Oh, I think so.
I don't have a name for it, and that's okay. You can drop your name in there too as well. It says help. Like no. SOS, help. So Uh-oh. This is a concern, okay?
I'm with you.
How do we permanently eradicate unwanted pesky ferns, vines, and other pest weeds growing around the base of our house?
Well, that's a good question. And there are a couple of directions one can go. First of all, if they're grassy weeds, and mainly not woody weeds, if you will, grassy weeds, let's say like a crabgrass or just some of the wild weeds that come up this time of year that are wild grasses, if you will. Roundup is a chemical that will work. Now, I'm going to say this about Roundup. Everybody needs to make their own personal decision about using Roundup. I mean, it's available. It's on the government still approves it. It's on the shelf. You can buy it. But there are cautions that one should investigate before you use it and be comfortable with
it
if you're going to use it. But it will work, and it will work quick. You could spray it, and by the next day, that grass is dying around the base of the house. Now, another thing that you can use, if it's a woody plant, in other words, kind of like a small little oak tree coming up, if you will, there's a product called Brush Killer. Now, Brush Killer has its own problems. It will kill those weeds. However, it will leach to other plants. In other words, if along your house you've got a hedge in front of where you're having the weed problem, it'll leach through the soil into those good plants and give you some problems there. Roundup won't do that. Roundup won't go to adjacent plants. It's only absorbed. It's through the actual green growing plant itself. It's very systemic. And so that's the difference. But the Brush Killer will work. Be very careful with it. It's very strong. Mm-hmm. And follow the instructions. No matter if you use Roundup, if you use Brush Killer, on any herbicide you use, even if you're using a Trimex solution to kill the annual weeds in your St. Augustine grass, read that label like it's a novel. Read it top to bottom, and then use every caution they tell you. If they tell you to use
Will that work on the vines and all the ferns? Those ferns that kind of pop out of nowhere
no
near
question.
The base
yeah.
of your house?
Absolutely.
We get them too.
I don't think the Roundup may not do a lot on that, but the Brush Killer would.
Brush Killer will.
Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, a lot of those ferns will die back in the winter and come back next year. I've seen that happen. I've got some in my neighborhood. I always admire during the summer, but then they're gone, but then they come back to the next, in the spring. So, yes, it'll work, but I just want to caution everybody, and you got to dress for success. Long sleeve shirt.
Hazmat suit.
Mask.
Yeah.
We all have masks now. Mask. Safety glasses. Hat. Everything. If you're dealing with these weed killers, because they are, let's face it, they're weed killers. They're toxic. And if you follow the label, you should be okay. but you need to make that decision yourself.
Okay, excellent. Hey, we got to take another quick break here on the Garden Line. If you have a question that you're texting in, I promise I will get to it. We just have to stay on task this morning. Got a question about winterizer, a couple other questions about weeds, lots of weed questions, and they have to pertain to your yard. Don't send any other weed questions. All right, I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is now taking your orders for the holidays. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of lamb, turkey, beef, tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy holiday season. You'll find a great selection of wine and wine tasting every Saturday from 11 until 2. Desserts like cannolis, pies, cheesecakes, and Italian family hospitality. It's all at Costello's. Now hiring for all positions. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
When your AC isn't cooling like it used to, or you're interested in saving on your electric bill by upgrading to a new unit from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, give Air Design a call. We can help you get the most out of your current system with preventive maintenance. You'll breathe easier with duct cleaning services by a NADCA-certified company. You can always count on us for honest, upfront pricing.
When you need an honest heating and cooling expert who's committed to doing the job right,
call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
David's Catfish House is the local place where Southern and seafood meet. David's offers delicious, genuine Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish. Food is made to order with generous portions of their Southern sides, including their signature slaw, which is famous throughout the South. Voted best of the Bay 9 years running, they take pride in what they do, offering dine-in and to-go orders and delivery with third-party online partners. So go and visit the place where Southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Milton and Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was.
Hey, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. It's a sunshiny, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Northwest Florida. And everybody's getting ready for either the fall, winter coming, getting rid of weeds. We're doing a lot. We're all over the talk right now. I wanted to talk about winterizer before we hopped into our break. We have about a minute. Can we use 15-0-15 as winterizer?
I prefer 15-0-15 as a spring fertilizer. What you want to do is put a fertilizer on that has a high number at the end. That one has 15. It's just that the nitrogen is a little bit high, the first number. You know, we always like to talk about using 10, 5, 14. However, I'll say this. If you've got it, don't just throw it away. I'd go ahead and use it. It's not wrong. It's okay. Just not the best. But that nitrogen is just a little bit high. Be sure this time of year, especially with conditions, to water it in good. I'd water it every day for 2 or 3 days. And I think you'll be okay. So don't waste your money. Go ahead and use it. And when you start carrying these chemicals over into the next season, like, oh, I'll just save the 15-0-15 till next spring, sometimes it doesn't carry over well. And so I would certainly, if you've got it, use it. But if you're going to go buy winterizer, a 10-5-14, something, there's three numbers. Be sure the big number is the last number.
Okay, big number, last number. Big help, little China. I don't know. Okay. We're moving on. Got to take a quick break and head on over to the news. Steve, what you got coming up?
Well, Governor DeSantis says Ian is now considered a major hurricane. We'll talk about that after Fox News on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. With interest rates rising and home prices unaffordable, buyers are now backing out of house deals in the Sun Belt. Once pandemic boom towns, 15.2% of homes in cities in the Sun Belt that went under contract in August fell through. Buyers are most likely to back out of deals in cities such as Phoenix, Tampa, and Las Vegas. Buyers were least likely to back out of purchases in big cities, including San Francisco and New York. A larger panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has again blocked California's first-in-the-nation ban on for-profit private prisons and immigration detention facilities, finding that it's trumped by the federal government. A three-judge appellate panel last year rejected the 2019 state law that would have phased out privately run immigration jails in California by 2028. On Wall Street, stocks turning around after a five-day slide. The Dow Industrial's up 167. The NASDAQ is up a sharp 133. S&P 500 up 29. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
September the 27th, 1772, from the Government House in British West Florida. This is 1620 Radio News, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, after a lengthy delay, Florida has its new governor. The Honorable Mr. Peter Chester and Mrs. Chester both arrived last evening aboard the commercial craft Saturn. The Chesters were delayed several weeks when the military vessel on which they were passengers struck shoals in the Keys and soon sank, carrying all of the Chesters' possessions. As the new governor was quick to tell newsmen today, we were lucky to escape with our lives, let alone our furniture and our carriage. Chester now succeeds Colonel Elias Durnford, who has been acting governor since the suicidal death of Governor John Elliott, who had been with us less than 2 weeks in 1769. Elliott, in turn, had replaced Governor George Johnstone earlier. Our new governor and his wife will have quarters in Government House, and Colonel Durnford has volunteered that much of today and tomorrow will be given to providing Mr. Chester details on local governance, the status of military affairs, and other local priorities. Governor Chester, incidentally, is an intimate of King George III. One of the losses in the shipwreck was a full-length portrait of the king which His Majesty had presented to the Chesters as a token of his esteem. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Mike Wiggins is here.
We've got a lot of gardening to talk about, but I've got to tell you, I got a little bit of grief from a good friend of mine last week for playing Jackson Browne's version of that song. He said Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs is much better. So, okay, bud, this is for you.
This is for you.
For you.
This
Thanks,
is for
Jennifer,
you, our
finding.
Friend.
That's Maurice Williams. He's no longer with us, but...
It's a really good version. Oh, I like it. I like both.
1950.
Yeah. Mm. I don't have information on here, but yep, the Zodiacs goes on to our Garden Line playlist on Spotify.
If put it on
you
our CD.
Find it, then you can add it and listen to it while you do some gardening. Okay, so if you'd like to text in 850-437-1620, our friend Ashlyn sent in pictures of some weeds. I get them in my yard too, Ashlyn. You're not alone with the struggle on the weed bus, but you said, what were they?
Well, I think you could almost identify them as maybe two. Spurge is mm-hmm. one. I think that's probably what it is. But there's one you hardly ever hear the word. It's Lespedeasia. Lespedeasia okay. is kind of a cover crop that's used and it kind of gets in the yard, but it has those little round leaves and is kind of a spreading type weed. A couple of things you've got to consider. One, those are summer annuals. If we had a hard winter or even a two or three nights of really a couple of high 20s, it's going to get rid of those weeds. And you're going to use your pre-emergence weed control, remember now, in November and February, which hopefully will inhibit their growth next year.
Okay.
So that's one way to control it. Now, I do have, I was reading an article where it was kind of a Q&A on gardening, and lady said, I have been trying to mow them down. So I've been mowing my yard really low to try to mow them. Well, the county agent who was doing that Q&A just went berserk and said, no, 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 you do not want to mow your yard lower with those weeds. You want to mow it higher, because if it's St. Augustine and if you stick to that 4 inches in many ways, not all the way, not all the time, it will literally shade out some of those weeds. They don't want to be in the shade, but if that grass is high enough, it'll kind of shade out some of those low creeping type weeds that we're talking about. So that's what you have to do. But what you ought to do is go back to what we said a minute ago about St. Augustine growing in patches. Be sure all your boxes are checked. Your limestone is good. Your pH is up in your St. Augustine, because you've got to sweeten that soil. The right winterizer, mowing it high, watering it when it needs it. Those are the things we've got to do. One last thing about these weeds. Sometimes those patches in the lawn are the growth of the weeds show up because of the patches is because of nematodes. We've talked about nematodes before. There's a microscopic worm. They're all over the world in sandy soil, and they attack the roots of the grass, makes it weak. And whenever you have a weak spot in your yard, that's an invitation for some of these weeds to move in. Because remember now, a weed is simply a plant in the wrong place. Absolutely. So that's kind of what we're living with. Some of these things we can control. Nematodes, nothing you can do about it. There's no chemical that we can use for that. So in other words, a lot of things we need to look at if we've got those creeping weeds in the yard. But number one, don't scalp it trying to cut it down.
Okay. All righty. Moving on just a little bit. It's about 9:42 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. This beautiful, sunshiny Tuesday morning. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is in studio to answer your questions here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. I just got, we got a present here. Okay, look at this.
What is that?
Look at, oh my God, is this what I beat you with when you just don't listen in here? No, I'm just kidding. Here, you look. This is from our friend Janet. She is a faithful listener, and we're alive.
Look at this. You didn't read. This is a great spatula, but did you read what was on it?
Is that the, oh, it's FSU. Official, it's a Seminole.
It's a Seminole spatula. It's got Seminole logo here. Right.
Oh,
on
that
there.
Is pretty nifty.
Isn't that the coolest thing?
You can hang that up as a decoration, too. Oh,
no, I'm going to use it on my grill.
Wait, the presents keep going. Oh, she knows I love my upcycled magazines. And so she left us a real simple magazine, too. Oh, the home issue. Thank you, Janet. This was so thoughtful and so sweet. Oh, man, that just made my day. And that just happened. This literally, she just popped on in and somebody came in and gave us your spanking stick. I don't know.
No, look at that. It's a great Seminole spatula. Thank you so much.
Wait, is that a bottle opener on the other end?
Of course it is. It's a Seminole spatula.
Oh my goodness. That's a tailgating spatula.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Look at that. It works three different ways.
I may take that over with me to Tallahassee this weekend if we have the game.
Perfect. Yes. Oh, yes. Fingers crossed. Yeah, Janet, thank you for that.
You are the best. You are fabulous. Thank you. Oh, and a very nice card, which when I get off the air, I'll look forward to reading that. And
so sweet.
Thank you so much.
Such great listeners.
Cool. Oh, we do.
Hey, I wanted to talk about crepe myrtles. We do have a couple of minutes before we have to take a break, and then we're going to hop back into our conversation we started with. But if you do have a question, 437-1620. This is from our friend Sarah. Is it okay to trim the crepe myrtles right now?
I would not do it. It's a little bit early. I think if you start whacking away at them now, what's going to happen, and we have some prolonged warmer weather, it'll put on new growth. Then we get the cold and the new growth gets damaged. It's just not good for the health of the tree. I cut my crepe myrtles back in mid to late January or even February. And it generally works best when I do it then. But keep in mind now, it's almost time to start talking about this. We don't want to be a part of crepe murder. We don't want to cut them back way too far, because what happens is all that new growth comes up, that witch's broom look comes out of it. And so I would just leave them alone. I have noted, and this is interesting because this may have prompted our listener's question. Some of the crepe myrtles in my neighborhood are, I think, prematurely losing some of their leaves.
I did notice that around town just a smidge.
Exactly.
Is that the lack of rain?
I think so. Okay. Lack of rain and this heat at the very end of the summer. I still would wait on cutting it back. I think mid-January, February is probably a good time.
Okay, perfect. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to text in or call your questions for Mike Wiggins. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Join Mainstay Financial Group this morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Mainstay and host Bob Burgee. Don't let life get away from you without educating yourself about your money and retirement. Knowledge will help you achieve your vision for the future. Bob will be taking your calls and answering questions. That's this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Is your hygiene low? Does your staffing come and go? Do your restrooms smell where bacteria grows? Are your floors a mess? Then call the best, EnviroMaster, keeping businesses clean, safe, and sanitized. For more information or to schedule a consult, go to EnviroMaster.com or call 251-219-6205. That's EnviroMaster.com or call 251-219-6205.
Are you ready to reap the amazing benefits of becoming an engaged and empowered leader for the betterment of your personal and professional success? Consider applying for the inaugural class of Leadership Northwest Florida. This is a regional program built on the foundation of community, content, and connection. Brought to you by Florida's Great Northwest. The deadline to submit your application is October 6th. Don't delay. Apply now at floridasgreatnorthwest.com. That's floridasgreatnorthwest.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here this morning. We're going to hop back into our conversation that we had started with. But before that, I wanted to thank Janet for her funny little note. We don't have time to read all of it, but she was saying that this is probably the first time in history that a former mayor goes on the radio talking about chinch bugs, pantyhose, and what?
Seminoles.
Seminoles. That's the cherry on top right there. Or is it the pantyhose are the cherry on top? How many times can we say pantyhose on the Garden Line before we get...
it looks like we're going to say it every time. No doubt about it.
That's what our mascot is a bag of a pantyhose full of onions. And then also...
Thanks, Janet.
Yes, thank you,
funny.
Janet.
That is so cool.
We do enjoy a good laugh, always. Our friend Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping said we definitely need some rain in the area. And he also mentioned any kind of pruning, wait till the love month, right around Valentine's Day. That's when you prune the trees and the shrubs.
Well, and he's absolutely right. And for the reason we talked about a minute ago, you start pruning too early. And we can, our weather in the spring, we can have some early warm weather. Then we get cold again. We'll put out new growth on shrubs and trees and like crepe myrtles, and you just don't want to have that new growth subject to a hard freeze.
Okay.
So just wait till the chance of a hard freeze is over. And of course, we all know how to judge when the freezes are over here in Pensacola. Of course, remember the interstate.
The pecan trees.
Yes. On the interstate.
I did it. The pecan trees. I shouldn't have doubted myself.
The pecan trees on the interstate start putting down new growth. cold weather's over. Spring is here. So it's worked every year.
Hey, it feels like time is just not slowing down for us. So you can slow down a little bit on those prunings. All right. Right now, we are a little quiet on our text line, but if you have a question, please don't hesitate. We have about 9 minutes left here on the Garden Line this Tuesday morning with Mike Wiggins. But Mike, do we want to circle back to our conversation?
Yeah, let's circle back to this. Last week, we talked about what we like to plant as a fall blooming annual. And of course, we talked about the mums, the garden mums, and of course, we always say this about the garden mums. You go to the garden center and you see them and they're just blooming up a storm. They're beautiful. But buy them when that bud is tight, obviously, so they open up when you've planted them or put them in a container when you get them home so you can enjoy them. And they are a true perennial. You can plant them in your flower bed. You can do that as soon as you get it if you want to. But if you put them in a pot, like on by the front door,
that's
a lot
of
people do that.
Yes.
Then you can plant it anywhere you want to. It'll come back next year. Pansies, of course, which is probably the best-selling colorful fall annual in the country, comes all different looks. You can get them this multicolor, plant a bunch of multicolored ones. You can get them with what I call faces on them. You know, that's kind of fun. Buy them plain. Buy some nowadays that will put up with the sun a little bit more than they used to. Usually it was kind of almost a shade plant, but now They'll take a fair amount of sun if you buy the right variety. So be sure to check the tag when you buy it. We talked about dianthus, which is one of my absolute favorites. You can plant it, and it will stay with you for months and months and months, sometimes during the summer and even into the fall. So dianthus, remember now, another name for it, if you see it in the garden center, it's a pink. Not because it's a pink color, but it's just the name of it. They're pinks. That's the name for the series of dianthus. But also, one we didn't talk about last week was petunias. A lot of folks will kind of look at a petunia and say, well, that's a spring annual. Well, petunias will put up with a lot of cold. You get down to the mid to low 20s, you might have to give it up. But for the most part, especially the winters we've had in Pensacola over the past couple of years, petunias are a great choice. It really is. And you can buy them right now, blooming. They're very, very pretty. Snapdragons. We talked about that, or did not talk about it, quite frankly. Snapdragon is just another annual. You can get them to grow different heights, different colors, and it's a great fall bloomer. Finally, calendulas, which will bloom a little bit later in the winter. Another name for a calendula, it is a pot marigold. Have a yellow blossom on it, really kind of a cool plant. So a lot of things you can plant for color, because I would wager, if you're like me, a lot of your spring colorful plants are showing what has happened with the hot weather and no rain and all of that. Many of us have already cleaned those out and are ready to put in some of our fall plants, the ones we've just talked about, the mums, the pansies, dianthus, petunias, snapdragons, calendulas. Those are great. They really are. And also, this is looking way ahead, Jenna, way ahead. Be sure you have exactly where you want to plant your fall bulbs. Now, keep in mind, fall bulbs are bulbs that you plant in the fall that bloom in the spring. Mm-hmm. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocus, ranunculus. Those are all great fall bulbs. Keeping in mind, you have to kind of pick and choose which ones you want to plant that will repeat year after year. The daffodil, for example, Carlton is a variety of daffodil that will come back every year. Tulips, don't even think it. It's going to bloom one time, and that's it. And so, but try it. And keep in mind one last thing, because we'll talk about this more in depth later, but the tulips and the hyacinths need to be purchased and then put in the refrigerator for 6 weeks. And then and when you take them out of the refrigerator, then you can plant them as we get into the end of the year. So that's something to look forward to insofar as color in your yard.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. Lots of options to choose from. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful week, just in the low 80s, to be able to get outside and do that. So this is a great time.
Oh, it is a great time. If you're in the low 80s and we're in the 60s at night, Jenna, let's go back to those creepy weeds we talked about. The dollarweed, the spurge, the Florida pusley. the winter or the weeds that are in your yard that are really bugging you, mm-hmm. really bugging you, you can use products like Trimec, which is a what we call post-emergence herbicide. In other words, it kills the weeds that's there looking at you. And as we get into these low 80s and 60s at night, it's a good time to do it, good time to go after them. Keeping in mind that a lot of those are annuals and they're not going to come back next year, especially if you put out your pre-emergence in November, containing atrazine or dimension or some of those chemicals, and then repeat that again in February, that will keep them from coming back next year. None of that stuff is perfect. The thing about it is a thick turf that you mow high and you water right and you fertilize right is going to be your best weed deterrent. But sometimes we need some help with these chemicals, and that's what we can use this time of year.
Excellent. All righty. We got to take a final break before we wrap things up this beautiful Tuesday morning here on the Garden Line. Thank you for all your texts this morning. If you want to squeeze one more in, you've got about 2 minutes left, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
From county commissioner meetings to the Blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Garden Line. Mike and I appreciate all the texts. Janet, thank you again for your gifts and your kindness.
Yes, Janet,
we appreciate it. Before we wrap up in the next 30 seconds, Mike, is it a good time to apply fertilizer?
No question about it.
Okay.
Remember now, 10, 5, 14, slow release. A lot of minor elements in it, like iron and magnesium and that type of thing. But what we don't want it to contain, weed control. We don't want to do a winterizer combination weed control. Just put the winterizer that's got the big number at the end. 10, 5, 14 is perfect.
10, 5, 14. Well, Mike, we did it just in
we
time.
Did it
that's
again.
Our cue. Thank you so much. I mean, spatula talk, pantyhose talk, weed talk. We cover it all here on News Radio 92.3.
We'll see you next week. And good job, Jenna. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Hey, stay tuned. Bob Burgi and Katie Burgi will be joining us coming up next with Mainstay Financial Group. If you'd like to text in a question, 850-437-1620.
Stream us at NewsRadio.